Jenny Runk is a product out of Forest Lake, Minnesota. Jay, you came directly to Stout, no transfer or anything like this. Why Stout?
Directly out of high school, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I didn't know if I wanted to play football or go to a different school and just go for school, like for schooling reasons. I ended up waiting a long time deciding what I wanted to do, and I had a good buddy that came here, and he kind of talked me into coming here, and I liked what I seen here, and I...
You had to be recruited, Jay. I mean, you've always been, since I've known you at least twice by 6 years, you've always been a pretty big kid. Schools like to coach size. You were given looks otherwise, or like you say, you weren't sure if you wanted to play football.
Yeah, well, I've been always a big guy, and in high school I was pretty big and played on a really good team where I never got to start. I was a backup. I played quite a bit, but I never got to start, so I guess I never really got looked at as much as everybody, but I got recruited by quite a few schools just because I was a big guy, had a big frame, and they kind of told me they'd make me into the player that they wanted. So.
And coming to Stout, then, well, it was more, well, you've been a business, or have you been a business major for all these years?
Yeah, that's out of high school, that's all I wanted to do. Is like I was looking into business schools. I thought about going to St. Cloud, or I thought about I wanted to get into U of M. That's why I was kind of waiting and getting to U of M just to go to school there, try to get in the business program. But I found out Stout had one, a pretty good program, and kind of thought I'd try to come and play in football, and ended up working out pretty good for me.
Let's talk about academics then first before football, Jay. Business degree at Stout. Any ideas what you want to do with it?
Right now I'm looking. I'm gonna be interviewing a few jobs, banking position. I think that's what my emphasis is, finance and investing. So I think I'm gonna try to get into that right now.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. I just always kind of had an interest in business and kind of like I always had a lot like the stock market, and I kind of wanted to get into that. Like. Try to make some good money when I'm done.
I'm hoping. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, that's ain't nothing wrong with that, son. Ain't nothing wrong with that. All right, now let's talk football. It has been offense, offense, and offense. Like for some of these guys, they've never played offense. Have you ever played defense?
Well, the thing for me is my whole life I pretty much played defense until I came to Stout, and I kind of started. They told me they wanted me to play offense, and which was kind of different for me because playing defense my whole life was kind of different, and I think it kind of helped me coming in here learning something new and being taught how to do something fresh, so I think I learned and just took off from there.
I talk about learning then. That was your freshman year, and you redshirted. Stout was coming off a great year, 10-1. You're redshirting now and learning the offense. Your thoughts about that first year going into your first competitive year then, freshman-wise, as far as eligibility-wise, but sophomore years, as far as academic-wise. Your thoughts getting ready and getting set for Stout football?
Well, my first year here, it was kind of hard. I didn't really know a lot of people. You know, there's a big age difference between just coming out of high school, and I'm playing with guys that are 18, 19, 21, guys up to like 24, 25 years old. And, you know, there's a big age difference, and it's a reality check, and, you know, it's something you're not used to. People, you know, not as nice, you know, and kissing your butt all the time. So I learned a lot in the first year. You know, I just learned just to work hard and try to, I had fun, and I learned from the older guys. That's probably one of the biggest things I ever, you know, the things that helped me is I always tried to learn, like, from my mistakes. And
you learned in a hurry, young man. All conference as a junior. So your first 3 years here were pretty big. Now, I've got to talk to you. Last year was the year of disappointment because all of a sudden you're on the sidelines because of an injury that really sustained before the season began.
Yeah, coming and following my junior year, I had a great junior year. I worked really hard and got all conference, and you know, it was my senior year, and I worked my butt off getting in shape, and I came in, you know, best shape of my life, I think. You know, and going through camp, I was doing very, very well. And the second to last day of camp, I got rolled up on in one of our last drills and tore my ACL and MCL, and all of a sudden I was done. It was a shock.
Now, you've got to sit out an entire season, and that had to be one of the toughest, because you were looked at last year as being a real key to that offensive line. Your injury gave you another year of football and gave Coach Trapp a lot of depth in that offensive line. And here comes a guy named Hank over, because Hankel is now has got to be a change from defense to offense. What I want to talk about, Jay, right now is the tightness of the seniors with Jay, with Hank, as far as offense and defense is concerned. You've been with these guys a long time.
Oh, yeah, like me, Rosie, Bill, we had Sarner, you know, we've been together for a long time. And we've kind of pulled some guys into our group, you know, like we got Hinker and Bo, and, you know, we kind of pull them in. We played as good as we're kind of, you know, like the old chain theory, we only play as good as the weakest link, you know. You know, we all try hard, and, you know, when we're all playing together good, we get rolling, so we just try to help everybody. You know, try to keep close.
And what you've gone through as far as the year of injury as a year of, can I say, mobility, but also maturity to Jay Runk?
It's hard coming, you know, it was hard watching last year, you know, playing my whole life, and then I worked hard to start, and, you know, I held my position down, and then bing, bang, boom, I was out, and... You know, it was hard watching last year. You know, the guys weren't playing good at all times. You know, it's just, well, I would have gave anything to run out there and, you know, and helped out. But,
well, power to you, kid. 7-7's been fun watching you. Forest Lake, go Gophers, huh? But go Lakers, too. But, again, thanks for coming us out.
Yep, I'm glad I came here, and I've enjoyed every minute of it.